Hi, and welcome to Hibbing Wellness. This is a podcast where we talk about health and wellness options in the Hibbing area because we want to help you become the healthiest, happiest version of yourself possible. I'm your host, Paula Van Balen from Ohana Therapeutic Massage. Now let's dive into today's episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Paula here with Hibbing Wellness Podcast, and we are coming on here today to talk about a little bit of health and wellness, or every week, to talk about health and wellness options in our area, because it's the trickle-up effect is what I call it. When we help ourselves, we can help our community, which helps the world, and it all starts with us. And so today, I am super, super excited. We have beautiful Miss Angela here to help us just talk a little bit about healthy aging, actually, and that's a very, very important topic. But before we jump into that, I would like to kind of introduce yourself and just let us know where you're at and where how you got here to this health and wellness journey.
Okay, so I've had kind of a long journey to get here, actually. I wanted to be involved in health and wellness for a really long time. And I had many years of healthy habits, and then after I had my daughter, I kind of lost focus on all of that. And I was 28 years old, and I was sitting on the floor one day in my daughter's bedroom, and I just felt so uncomfortable and stiff, and I was too young to feel that old at that point. And so I knew that I needed to get back into my healthy habits. And so from that moment on, I started back up with regular exercise, healthy eating, and that led into being a fitness instructor, and that led into now being a health coach.
Very nice. Kind of a natural progression, isn't it? Just finding out that you're stuck, taking one step, and then just kind of letting it snowball, which is what most of us end up having to do.
Right. Yeah. And when I realized how many benefits I was receiving from that, that led me to want to help others and see, you know, how much of a positive experience it really is.
Oh, good. That's good. And then, okay, so are you naturally from the Iron Ranch?
I am.
Okay, born and raised. Okay. It's a very different. I've been here for 8 years now. And I love the small town feel of it, but health and wellness is slowly catching on up here. It's not as on the front force as when I was down in like the Twin Cities metro area.
I think we're starting to come around though. We're seeing more and more opportunities to engage in health and wellness in here.
And just more options available to fit different people's lifestyles, which is really important.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to talk about healthy aging today, and this is one of my biggest pet peeves as a massage therapist, is when I have a person come in who has aches and pains that are caused by life choices and stuff like that, but they come in with the message that has been fed to them from their medical providers that you're just getting old, you're going to have to get used to it. And it's a pet peeve of mine.
Mine too.
I can't stand it, because that feeds into like a learned helplessness that, well, I just have to accept my status quo. And so I really, really was excited to bring you on to just talk about healthy aging. And so to start off with, what are some of the factors that most of us are probably doing in our day-to-day lives that are leading into unhealthy aging?
So I would say the number one thing is too much sitting, not enough physical activity. That would be the number one thing. And I would say number two, processed foods, fast foods. We're not putting the proper nutrition in our body, and we're stressed out to the max. Yep. And a combination of all these things plus a few other things add up to not feeling as healthy as you should.
Which is exactly where most of us are at right now, is that we're kind of in this place of we're not feeling our best, but some of us, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, they forget how good their body was designed to feel.
Yes.
We don't have to live in pain. No. We don't have to be exhausted all the time.
No.
Okay, and then so for those people who are starting off and they acknowledge they have some unhealthy habits, what are your tips for helping start getting them into a healthier routine in life?
So I would say absolutely the number one thing would be to make time in your day to incorporate activity. If you're not used to exercising, start out slow. There's tons of options. You can work out at home. We have group fitness classes in Hibbing that are readily available. Just find that time in your day. So you want a mix of cardio and weight training, because they balance together. If you're not used to lifting weights, you can start with really low weights, 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, and you can go up from there.
Yep.
You know, you don't need to be a bodybuilder or anything like that. Just a few pounds will engage your muscle fibers, and that'll help you gain muscle. So this is one thing as we age, you know, 30 is that time
yeah.
where they say, oh, it's all downhill from here. So we actually do start breaking our muscle tissue down at
okay.
age 30. And
okay.
you can lose anywhere from 3 to 5% every decade.
Wow.
So you can see how that adds up. So over your lifespan, by the time you hit 70 or 80, you could have lost a lot of muscle, and that's what contributes to the loss of mobility, stiffness, loss of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are proactive and you start working your muscles and doing that, you can prevent that age-related muscle loss. So keeping you more mobile, more
mm-hmm.
healthy, everything, the older you get.
Mm-hmm. Which is very, very important. I heard a tip once of if you don't even know if you can handle weights, a soup can.
Absolutely.
Or a water bottle. Like,
yep.
there's really no excuse
yep.
for you not to be able to do some sort of purposeful movement.
Absolutely.
Is kind of what I kind of dub it.
And you can even use your own body weight to start with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, push-ups, you can do triceps, all kinds of stuff with no weights at all, just your body weight.
Okay, which is really vital for helping you, like you said, getting off the ground.
Yes. And stuff like that, you can sneak in a few minutes here, a few minutes there, and all that stuff.
Perfect, perfect. And then you talked about the fast food and processed food.
Yes.
Do you have a little bit more information for us about that at all?
So I would say a quote I heard once is, if your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize it as food, don't eat it.
I like
so
that.
That being said, our food now is so loaded up with chemicals
mm-hmm.
and things that are not natural to our bodies. So our bodies don't know how to process all these chemicals, and we don't know what the long-term effects of that is going to be. So your best bet is to eat as healthy and natural as possible. Real fruits and vegetables, meat's okay, you know, dairy if you can handle that. Stuff that your great-grandma or your ancestors would have eaten.
Yeah.
You know, if something's a really bright-colored orange or blue, it's probably not the best for you.
Or the Red 40 is what...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard of the Red 40 diet actually contributes to ADHD and different of these behavioral issues in kids, is because it's actually a... like a food sensitivity or an allergic reaction
true.
To the chemicals in the dye.
True.
And that's Skittles and Starburst and all that candy that kids love.
Yeah.
Just
and the cereals with the pretty colored marshmallows. And you actually see kind of in the late 70s, early 80s was when all this stuff was kind of coming out of the market. All the
okay.
processed heavy foods. And that's where we see that a lot of these unhealthy, you know, diabetes in people younger
yep.
and younger, that's when it all kind of started, when all this stuff was introduced into our diets.
Yeah.
You know, the health problems rose right along with that. So you can see the progression of how our health has deteriorated.
Yep, just by putting this stuff in our diets.
Yes.
That our body
yes.
is, it's foreign. We just don't even recognize it
yeah.
or know how to process it many
yeah.
times.
And
okay.
all of this contributes to aging. You're not fueling your body with the nutrients it needs to be at its best.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, do you have any other words of wisdom for us here, Angela, before we wrap it up for the day?
I would say for the very last thing, okay, get active.
Yep.
Eat healthy.
Yep.
And manage your stress. Our
yes.
world today is so busy and so crazy.
Yep.
Take time out of your day to quiet your mind or engage in any kind of stress relieving practice you have.
Okay.
A hobby, journaling, anything. Just get rid of that stress.
Okay.
And exercise does that too.
And
so,
exercise does that
absolutely.
Too. Yep. Okay, so if anybody was interested in working with you further or following you, can you give us, how do people reach out to you then from here?
Okay, so my website is hibbinghealthcoach.com, and my Facebook business page is Create Your Best Self with Health Coach Angela.
There we go. So thank you so much for coming and joining us here today,
Angela.
Oh,
it was great. Thank you
yes.
for having me.
Yes. We were talking earlier before we even started about different stuff we can talk about in the future. And so we're actually thinking about doing like a mini meal prep one day because
yeah.
that would be really fun. Just kind of a different options that, especially if we can do it like a lunch to go type of thing.
Ooh,
because so many
fun.
Of us end up eating out at
yeah.
lunchtime when it's really not healthy
mm-hmm.
for us to be eating out all the time.
No.
So. Perfect. Yeah, so we'll have to do that. Thank you all for joining us, and we will see you guys next time.